We're done with these witnesses.
Lila, go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, for the record, I'm Layla Cully. I'm with the Economic Development Department.
Pardon, Layla Cully.
Thank you.
Pardon me.
And I'm here to basically answer any questions you or members of the committee have, Mr. Chairman.
Well, are you okay? Are you involved? Is the Economic Development Department currently involved in the SSC siting, and what can you tell us about that involvement?
Okay, I can say that Governor Goldschmidt had signed an executive order that creates a task force that would assist the state in preparing the DOE application and determining a site and supervising that process. And that executive order was signed on the 2nd of March. And the governor is currently considering appointments to the task force and reviewing all the work that was done by the previous task force. Also, reviewing the material that was distributed by the Department of Energy on February the 10th.
Any further questions for Ms. Cully? Okay, Eldon Hout, LCDC. Does your agency have a position on this bill, or what's the deal?
We neither oppose nor support at this time. Obviously, the department and the commission will work with the governor's task force, which will be the agency that will provide the integrated agency response to this project and any legislation.
Any questions? Okay, thank you. Thank you very much for being here. I'm sorry you had to sit through all that. We did have to take care of our business.
We understand. Thank
is there
you.
Anyone else here who would like to testify on Senate Bill 389? Come forward.
Yeah, please, and I didn't sign up, and I didn't realize...
That's okay.
About an hour ago, it was up.
Identify yourself for the record and proceed.
I'm Representative Chuck Norris from District 57, and in an earlier life, I spent about a year serving on a task force having to do with a superconducting supercollider. Of course, we were site-specific up in the eastern Oregon country, so I won't get partisan to the respect of where I think it ought to be. I believe that's pretty obvious. But I think it's important that this legislation be approved to where there's some flexibility in site-specific selection when the time comes. If Oregon is to be competitive in this, and I'm afraid that we're way behind some other states already, we do need to set up this flexibility of choice as to where we can put it. And I don't know how much you've been told about it, but you probably realize that if we would have a chance, it would be a fantastic economic impact in terms of the construction, which has been variously estimated to run from $3 to $6 billion, and that's a pretty loose estimate. That will depend on the site and the ongoing budget, which would be in the order of $500 million a year for a very highly scientific facility, which would be a real feather in the cap of Oregon. So I think we need to do everything we can to clear the way wherever the site in Oregon might be, that we can get competitive on this thing, because we've got an awful lot of work to do between now and, I believe, August at the latest, if we're going to be competitive among states such as Texas and Illinois and California, who have invested tremendous amounts in it. And I appreciate the opportunity to make the comment to you, Senator Kearns.
Representative Norris.
Yes, sir.
I don't have any questions.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Is there anyone else here who would like to testify on Senate Bill 389? Hearing no one, we will close the hearing on Senate Bill 389. And we're actually going to just have to go into a hearing on 122. I gather that there have been some major discussions this weekend. So, Mr. Biles, who do I need to call on to hear about these discussions? Everyone's pointing to everyone else.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, for the record, Stan Biles, Department of Environmental Quality. To my right is Mr. Tom Novick of Osberg, and to his right, Tom Donica from AOI. I believe the first comments are planned to be made by Mr. Donica.
Excellent.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Members of the committee.
We're always importing new members.
I decided to change from a bow tie to a longer tie.
At our last, at the last meeting, which 122, the Senate Bill 122 was considered, we told you we would come back today with amendments. I can only tell you that 5 days of drafting has gone into changing and amending both Senate Bill 122, the amendments proposed by Fred Hansen on liability. It is now a 57-page document, but that seems frightening, except that it includes all of Senate Bill 122, which in its typed form ran about 14 or 15 pages, and Mr. Hansen's amendments ran a little farther than that. And this is not as large a dose as it would look like, but it is not ready yet for discussion because there was work carried on all day Saturday, all day yesterday, until about 10 o'clock last night. Representatives of the people sitting to my left were involved in those meetings all day yesterday. What we would like at this point in time is not to burden you with these discussions, but simply to say that we would like one more week. I believe that DEQ is ready to chair a meeting in which we would all participate and continue to resolve whatever differences may exist between us, and on Monday. And I would hope that you would give us the entire hearing and have no other bills on that day, because the issue is and demands your attention. We will bring back to you a bill, and we will clearly set out those areas in which there's agreement between all parties that have been involved, where the differences exist. And where those differences exist, we will give you alternatives for policy determination and the explanation of why those differences exist. Then you should not have the problem of having to deal with all of the issues. We hope that we'll have the time to explain initially all of the issues. Then we'll get to the differences, and as a policy matter, where there are those differences that need resolution, you should have a clear indication from all of us what they are and what your options are. That's what we would ask of you today.
Mr. Donica, let me ask you, when was the first time you had a clue that the Department of Environmental Quality was going to be introducing a bill on the Superfund?
Mr. Chairman, personally, approximately October.
Of this year? Of last year?
Of last year.
And were you or other representatives of industry on an advisory committee that was developing the bill?
We were.
How long do you think the legislature will be in session this time?
Mr. Chairman, I wouldn't conjecture on that. The legislature is like a life in being. It starts on a day certain, ends on a day uncertain, but it's somewhere out around 75 years, which is maybe June 15th to July
1. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, let me say further, though, that the CERCLA reauthorization did not occur until November, and we did not look at that, and by November, that was generally not available to us until December, and most of us were busy either with the Christmas holidays or other things were going on, and we simply did not have the ability, and I did not have the ability to absorb it, and I don't think anybody else in that committee, with possibly a couple of exceptions, had the ability to comprehend what was happening. And that was a major, major turn in the road.
Okay, it's clear that when, a major group of players in this process say something major has to be done different, that the committee is not going to ignore it. But I got to tell you that it brings great concern to me that we're trying to deal with these bills. I've already spent more time than I really can justifiably afford on these issues, and now you're asking for a full hearing next Monday on a new proposal. I've never seen anything quite like this, frankly. Last night the Department of Environmental Quality, as well as the rest of you, I'm sure, employees from the department were up until 10 o'clock on a Sunday night drafting a new proposal which nobody can really tell me what it does yet. Okay, that's fine. It may take time to read 50 pages, and that's fine. But nobody can really tell me whether there's things in it they like or don't like. We don't know, we're just kind of going through this entire sudden creation.
Well, Mr. Chairman,
that always makes me nervous.
Well, Mr. Chairman, if you have the time, we are prepared today, I think, between Sarah Lahman and people from the department and our people who are here, to go through basically where we are and why we're there. I mean, if you...
That's fine. I'm getting a lot of head shaking that other people aren't ready. Maybe you are, but I don't think Osberg is ready, and I don't think the department is ready to do that. But, okay, I just want to let you know, I think you understand it.
I do.
I mean, it's a fairly major bill. All of a sudden, as far as I'm concerned, all of a sudden, a new 50-page proposal emerges. I start to get nervous that maybe we just don't want to enact the bill is what's going on here.
Mr. Chairman, let me disabuse you of that thought, or if that were the case, I would not be here asking you for another week in good faith. I would simply tell you we're opposed to the bill, and that would be the easy way to go. That is not the case, and that is not our position, and that is not where we stand on this issue.
Okay.
We simply suggest that it is more complicated, and we are not... I understand the delay, but I also would hope you would appreciate how serious the matter is before you.
Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Senator Cairns.
Well, Mr. Donica, consider yourself lashed by myself also. I acknowledge the remarks of the chair in regard to coming in and dropping an unseen 56-page proposal. 56 pages?
Seven.
57, excuse me, I didn't want to certainly cheat you out of the last page, probably the best one of all of his own, so consider yourself lashed by me also.
Yes,
a question to the other witnesses, and to yourself too, but I'll ask them first. You guys party to this? I'm serious. Where did this come from?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Cairns, we received a word on Friday that industry representatives were at that time preparing amendments beyond the liability section that we understood was the item of discussion. We were invited to a 1 o'clock meeting on Sunday to hear the presentation of the proposal. And as has been pointed out, it's a very lengthy proposal. It's a very substantive proposal. It's very detailed. So the time that was spent yesterday by our staff was listening to the explanation just so that we could get a better understanding of it and what the ramifications of the changes. We still can't, and that's why we were shaking our heads. No, we still can't explain that to the committee or ourselves. We're still thinking it over. But that, in terms of our party to it, that has been our participation so far.
I'll go beyond that. You got a recommendation to make to this committee about what we ought to do with a 57-page vehicle that comes in here on the 11th hour and 57th minute, as opposed to what we've got in front of us? I mean, we could have a call of this committee. I know the other members are in the building. Bill's been pretty weak, but maybe work through what we got now and put it out.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Cairns, the proposal, as best as we can understand it, is a good news, bad news situation. I guess the bad news is that it arrives the second week of March. After having gone through the development of the advisory committee hearings before this committee. That's the bad news. The good news is that we indeed now have a written proposal on the table that, as the best as we can understand it, reflects with all due sincerity the views of the regulated community. We also have the department's proposal on the table, and we also have some significant amendments from the major public interest group, Osberg, on this issue, also on the table. We think that if the program is going to succeed in its implementation, it is best that we have a good bill, a bill that most of the parties understand clearly, certainly the legislature understands clearly the ramifications, and we can get on with positive implementation. With that in mind, we would be willing to chair or to convene, if you will, a group of the major participants in this process and work towards the goal of next Monday, if that's acceptable to the committee, bringing back an identification of the major issues, the areas where we've reached consensus agreement on the approach to those issues, and the areas where we've reached disagreement. And if we reach disagreement, outlining the alternative approaches so that the committee can quickly understand and make the necessary policy decisions. If it takes a week to do that, and we get a better bill and one that people can live with, it's, in our opinion, a wise investment of time.
Mr. Chair, if I can make a few comments about Tom Novick for Osberg, the procedure that's gotten us here. We at Osberg had to labor under the same problems perhaps that industry did with this federal Superfund coming out late, although it's interesting, a member of the committee that's redrafted the 57-page bill was arguing with me earlier today in the hall that most people knew what was in the bill as of last April. So a bit of a difference. But we also had to labor under those, and with much less resources and much less staff than has been brought to the table from the other side. So you made a comment earlier that this is something shocking and new, and unfortunately from my perspective it's not. When we were in the middle of negotiations on some bills last session, and we had thought we had gotten fairly far along, the procedure which I refer to as a partial meltdown occurred, where suddenly a new bill appeared, many more pages, many more concepts. And the reason we're not prepared to explain the bill to you today is that we saw it for the first time yesterday. Frankly, it's a little disturbing to us that this concept went through a DEQ advisory committee where several of the members of the regulated community were involved. We're now 2.5 months or a month and a half, whatever it is, into the legislative session. I'm talking about early adjournment, and suddenly now we're sitting down to figure out where people stand. So in answer to Senator Caron's question, yes, we're parties to this, not because we want to be, but because we realize that we don't have a choice in the matter, and frankly, members of my staff have better things to do with their Sundays, particularly when we budget our time and come up with our amendments in a timely manner and submit them to the committee when the committee asked for them weeks ago. And frankly, the process isn't one that we're very happy with. But at the same time, we're obviously willing to sit down and try and work through those areas where we agree to try and bring those to the committee.
I thought what we were working on was the whole question of liability, and I was looking forward to a solution today that would be something that we could all sort of go, oh good, we've got that problem solved and we don't have to be the Judiciary Committee all over again and call it good. And now I've got something else entirely, so I'm kind of going, But this reality is as reality is.
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, if I might add, if the process in the next 7 days is going to work, it's going to take a couple things, and I say this both for the committee's benefit as well as those in the audience. One of them is it's going to have to be an open process. It cannot be perceived as a few insiders getting behind a closed door and drafting a substantial new program. And to that extent, we will be inviting all of those that have an interest in this to show up at the first meeting.
Good.
Second, we need people at the table that can make commitments. We cannot afford to take the time to run back to organizations and go hither and yon to try to get approvals on exact wording. So we will need people at the table that can forcefully speak for their organizations, companies, interest groups, etc. And last but not least, we'll need a cooperative attitude, the willingness to make some sacrifices, because if we're going to seek consensus, I don't think everybody is going to get everything out of this bill that they'd like to have. I'm not confident that we can get that on every single issue.
Well, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Karen.
That's exactly my problem with this, where we are right now, is that we thought we were going like this, and all of a sudden I discover we're like that. Okay, that's what my fear is. And what I want to know is, and I can't get anybody to sign to it in blood, but if we come back here in a week and find out that we have a whole brand new animal and we don't have agreement, is your organization, Mr. Donner, going to work through with these characters and everybody else that wants to come to the table and harangue each other about these issues and has a place at the table and everybody agrees, and you come away with all that you can get? Are you going to come in here and say, best I can do, move it, or is this going to be, well, we worked for a week, they're all in agreement, we still haven't got what we want, we oppose the bill?
Senator Cairns. I think Associated Oregon Industries in the environmental field has at least a reasonable reputation for integrity. We have not been dealing with these issues in anything other than a very serious fashion for a long period of time. And I consider this one to be exceptionally serious.
I understand. I'm asking a question prospectively about what's going
to
happen.
The issue that I have some difficulty with is simply the magnitude, the potential magnitude of the problem, and not knowing with any specificity at all how big the problem is. Because when you start the program, you buy the whole program. You don't get a little piece of it. Ultimately and finally, this program is going to develop full-blown into a major expenditure piece of legislation. It is going to require a lot of government involvement before we're all through with it. And it's on that one that I have some personal difficulty in terms of any kind of a time frame, including up to now with the legislative session. Because we only saw, in 122, by the way, about the fourth draft of the DEQ's proposals that came out of the advisory committee with no liability provision at all. I did not personally see the liability provision until 2 days before it was presented to you.
Okay, all of that.
We will do the best we can to come to the table and say yes, and we'll stay with it throughout this session. That's the answer to the question you want.
Couldn't ask for anything more, because they probably couldn't expect anything more in the circumstance.
I can't tell you exactly when it'll be scheduled. I'm not going to say next Monday, because I've already got pretty well mapped out what we're doing. But we'll certainly be revisiting this issue along with some funding issues within the next couple weeks. So I think it would be my intention to try to schedule work sessions on the bills that I think we're basically ready to move, which is 115, 116, and with one amendment, 123. And then continue to grapple with 122.
If, Mr. Chair, if you could look at your schedule and we would check with you tomorrow.
Fine. I'll go.
The longer we've got, the more chance we have of everybody being comfortable.
Right. I think we've got a bunch of stuff scheduled. We've put out notifications to a lot of people about some things coming up, so we got to not mess that up.
There are, Mr. Chair, a number of people in this building who are concerned with this piece of legislation besides the people who are sitting at this table or anybody that I represent.
Right.
And the more time we have, the more possibility we have of touching base with them and
getting
settled in.
Well, I think you'll probably get that. I think that'll be probably what you'll get.
Mr. Chairman, if I could announce publicly our first meeting time and place tomorrow, 1:30. Fourth floor conference room at DEQ's headquarters, 811 Southwest 6th, 1:30 tomorrow, fourth floor.
Okay. Good. Thank you. Okay, with that, we stand adjourned.
Thank you for watching.
Oh, you deserve it.
You're welcome.
Well, it's okay. I mean, I'm glad we're going to go through an intensive process now. I think it's, you know, hey, the end result is a better result.
Hey, guys.
I just,
how are you doing?
Really,
oh,